The Beatitudes are so familiar that we can easily believe that we know everything there is to know about them. We see them as a checklist of Christian behavior, and we may feel pride at those times when we've been meek or merciful. On the other hand, we might have shame at those, we think of those times that we caused division rather than peace, or we were anything but meek with that annoying neighbor. In the end, we are left hoping that our successes outnumber the defeats. But what if the Beatitudes are more than a list of do's and don'ts? What if they are actually an invitation to live in God's presence now? What if we do not have to wait for blessedness? This is the reason that All Saints is a gift. On this day, we remind ourselves of God's presence and work in this world through the saints who have gone on to glory. And saints, whether they are famous like Francis or Mother Teresa, or known only to us as Uncle Bob or Grandma, they have taught us how to live with God and for God to make us truly human and truly alive. The memories of their lives encourages us to become the people that God created us to be. They form that great cloud of witnesses who helped us in this earthly life and now cheer us on in the spirit. God bless them to be a blessing to us, and God continues to bless these saints in eternity. In the past year, I have been blessed by many of the saints we remember today. Each one of these saints whom I knew, and some whom I buried, taught me something about God, about spiritual giftedness, about my relationship with God. Peggy Otradovic reminded me of the gift of welcome and hospitality, that they are an invitation, not a duty. I had a chance to meet Peggy before the pandemic hit and before she moved away. And even though I was a stranger at our first meeting, her warm smile and gentle way conveyed a special welcome into her home and into her life. This is how the saints of God should welcome all people, whether longtime friends or strangers. For it's when we invite others into our lives that we invite them into the life with God. So blessed are the meek. Prayer was central to Verna Wendell's life. Yes, if you knew her, you knew she loved her gardens and she loved music, especially the old hymns and anything that Gary would play. But prayer was her way of living. Keeping constantly in the presence of God through prayer gave Verna hope. She readily testified to the faithfulness of God and the blessings that flowed into her life because of God's faithfulness. In the last weeks of her life, Verna spoke to me again and again about Jesus' constant companionship and how his presence with her settled any worries or anxieties that she experienced. Her life is a reminder to all of us that prayer and trust in God is critical to living an abundant life here on earth, a life that will go into eternity. We should all be so bold in our witness and share the difference that God has made in our lives. For blessed are the poor in spirit. They will inherit the earth. And the spiritual gift of help is a very real gift. Sometimes it's overlooked in lieu of the fancier gifts, the more spiritual gifts, but the gifts of help is spiritual. Rick Warren preferred to work quietly in the background and never wanted public acknowledgement or thanks. When there was a need, whether it was changing the light bulbs there overhead of us, not an easy feat, mind you, or moving kitchen equipment to make room for repairs to be done in the kitchen, he was there for us. Rick's work helped to make this house of God a safe place for us and those who meet within our walls. In his modest service, he reminded me of the importance of doing for others for their sake, not for any praise. It may not be a beatitude, but Rick causes me to say, "Blessed are the salt of the earth." It is inspiring to remember Terry Cajada. Her long battle with MS took her along a long, difficult, winding path, mentally, physically, emotionally, and at times spiritually. She depended completely upon others for her daily care, but she persisted. She was patient, and she waited on the Lord. And this is the lesson I cherish most from Terry. She was grateful for family and for friends. She delighted in visits and phone calls and cards from the people of this church. Most importantly, Terry knew down to the core of her being that she belonged to God. No matter how rough things were, she always remembered that she belonged to God. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. And sometimes we overlook those with memory lapses, with memory issues, with dementia. We're tempted to think that in their current state they have nothing to offer us, but that's not true. We only have to look at Nancy Akehurst for evidence. Faith, family, and the family of faith were never forgotten by her. Even though she may not have remembered who I was at every visit, as soon as I said Camp Chapel, she remembered you. She was grateful for all of you and reminded me that no one is alone in their journey. Joy and contentment from connection sustain Nancy's spirit. So blessed are those who make room for God, for that room never empties. Vivian Gear was an important part of the family of faith here at Camp Chapel. She was here for decades. I was moved by Vivian and her family's commitment to faith. She and her adult children sat together every week for worship in the chapel service. She set an example for her children, who in turn set an example for their children and their grandchildren. Vivian was known here in the church for her warm smile and her welcome. Being able to share the faith that you have with those whom you love and to share within the church is a gift. It was a gift that Vivian enjoyed. For blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. Pat and Ed Crawford went on to glory within 6 weeks of each other. During the pandemic, when we could only visit by phone, Pat expressed great confidence in God that all would be well. Despite her son's death, despite the diagnosis of her daughter's brain cancer, Pat and Ed trusted God. They knew that God had their future and their family's future in the divine hands. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. As we remember the saints of our experience, whether those that have been named here today or those that are only named in our hearts, when we hear the epistle lesson, we hear it with fresh understanding. Christians do grieve. We are sad and we do mourn. But we do not do it without hope. For we have hope. Our faith in Jesus Christ is the foundation of our hope, that this is not all there is. So yes, as Christians we miss our brothers and sisters. But we know that Jesus has already gathered them to himself and that he will also gather us if we trust and believe. The Beatitudes is not a checklist of moral behaviors for which we strive. They are descriptions of what life in God looks like in this world and a glimpse of what to expect in eternity. As we open our lives to Jesus, as we open our hearts to God, as we invite the Holy Spirit to guide us, we will find that we are walking with God in God's way. So blessed are those who live in God's life. Blessed are those who walk in God's way. Blessed are those who see by God's light. And blessed are the saints of God, whether they be living or dead. Amen.